If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you on this last Lord's Day of 1976. This has truly been a tremendous year at Worth Baptist Church, and for the radio ministry of Worth Baptist Hour. Many hundreds of people have heard the Word of God in person in the services here at our church and by radio over this station. It is a joy to know that we have an opportunity to voice the gospel and to preach the truth by radio in the great city of Fort Worth, Texas. You'll be glad to know that 1976 has been the greatest single year in the history of our church. It was during this year that we set our all-time attendance records. It was during this year that we have sent more missionaries around the world than ever before. It is during this year that we have begun our mammoth project of building for Christ as we build for eternity. This has been a good year, and we're looking forward to an even better year in 1977. The future is as bright as the promises of God. We look forward to extending our ministries into more parts of the world, enlarging the home ministry, completing our building in 1977, and doing what God has commissioned us to do as we share Christ with the city, the Metroplex, and the world. I wonder if you've stopped to count your blessings as 1976 draws to a close. Truly, God has been good. God is a wonderful God, and God has something very exciting, very dynamic, and very wonderful for your life. It matters not what your past has been. God is more concerned now about your future. What are your plans on this last Sunday, the day after Christmas? I trust that you'll include Christ and the church and the gospel and the Bible in your plans today. On this last Sunday of 1976, we would extend to you and to your family a cordial invitation to worship with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have the Bible as our only textbook in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. And I trust that you'll come today for the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship service at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. Some of you said back at the beginning of 1976, sometime during this year, I'm going to visit Worth Baptist Church. Well, my friend, you've come to the last opportunity, the last Lord's Day of the year. I think you would do well to be in God's house today. Bring the family. Make worship a family affair with us today at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. It would be our joy to have you visit with us today on this final Sunday of 1976. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today. And if you would request it, we would be happy to send you free and postage paid a cassette tape of today's message. And say, why not call a friend and share with them this hour, Worth Baptist Hour. Tell them that the gospel is being proclaimed. Invite them to share it with you in these next few moments. And again, we covet your prayers as we continue to build for Christ, as we build for eternity. Our new building is making tremendous progress at Loop 820 and Campus Drive, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We'd be happy for you to drive by and see what God is doing as we continue to build for Christ as we build for eternity. And don't forget, a warm welcome awaits you today in all of the services of Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship service is at 7. We shall look forward to seeing you in these services today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Enduring the Storm. I shall read from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14, beginning at verse 22. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the closing out of this wonderful, wonderful year. We thank Thee that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that He is not bound by time nor by space, but that He is eternal and in the Holy Spirit everywhere present. I pray for each listener individually, personally, to this broadcast today. Some who are distressed, discouraged, who find themselves in a condition of deficiency today, I pray that the Holy Spirit would move in every heart and use the message to bring encouragement and inspiration and a spiritual challenge to every hearer. Especially do we pray for our sick and shut-in friends, our senior citizens, our aging ones. I pray, O God, Thy blessings be upon them in this hour, and use the message to the salvation of lost souls. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 14 at verse 22, we read, And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Enduring the storm. It was a dark and stormy night on the Sea of Galilee in the long ago. 4 out of these 12 men on this little ship were fishermen, and yet they were afraid. Fear strikes terror in the heart of every human being. It is a natural thing to be afraid, but it is a supernatural thing for your fears to be allayed. The characteristic word of the gospel is fear not. My friend, Jesus Christ will be with you in the storm. If you'll trust Him, I want to ask you a question today, heart to heart, man to man, person to person. What are you going to do when the storm comes in your life? Do you have an anchor? Can you survive? Can you endure the storms of life? In keeping with the title of my message, Enduring the Storm, I want to share with you some of the anchors that will enable you to endure any and all storms that come into your life. First of all, I would say unto you, you can endure the storm if you remember that Jesus put you in the midst of it. Look again at verse 22 of my passage of Scripture that I read a moment ago. Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him to the other side of the sea. Yes, they were put in the midst of the sea where the storm broke loose by Jesus Christ himself. There are two reasons that we get into storms in our Christian experience. One is because of disobedience, and the other because of obedience. Now, a classic example of a man getting into a storm because of disobedience is in the life of Jonah. Jonah disobeyed God, and Jonah got in a storm. Then, the obedience, the classic example of getting into a storm because of obedience is in my text, the disciples were in a storm because they obeyed Christ, who said to them, "Go over to the other side." When they obeyed, they encountered a terrible storm. We know why God brought them to this place, and we know why God puts us in storms every day. Let me suggest two reasons. Number one, sometimes Jesus Christ puts you in a storm because he wants to keep you from boasting and from being proud. Such was the case with the Apostle Paul, who said he had a thorn in the flesh to keep him humble before God. Secondly, sometimes God puts you in a storm to get you ready for a new and bigger ministry. In Acts chapter 2, at verse 47, we read that 3,000 people were saved. That was on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 4, at verse 4, we read that there were 5,000 men saved. Now, do you know what happened between Acts 2:47 and Acts 4:4? A terrible storm of persecution broke loose. The apostles were put in jail. They had a storm, but God was getting them ready for their next and bigger and better ministry. In your life and mine, when the storm comes, just remember this: God is getting you ready for some bigger and better work that he wants you to do. Yes, remember, when you're in the storm, Jesus Christ puts you in the midst of it, and it is for a purpose. In the second place, you can endure the storm if you remember that Jesus is praying for you. I read in verse 23 that Jesus was alone praying. There are two outstanding examples of intercession in the Bible. One is found in the Old Testament. When the Israelites and the Amalekites were fighting in the valley, upon the mountaintop was Moses interceding. As long as Moses' hands and arms were held up, Israel prevailed. That intercessory prayer made possible the victory for Israel. And then the second classic example is right here in my text. The disciples were out at sea. Jesus Christ was on the mountaintop. The disciples were in a storm. They were about to lose the battle, but Jesus Christ prayed for them. He made intercession for them, and they came through. Mark says he saw them, and he prayed for them. I want you to know, my friend, however deep the sea, however dark the night, however long the day, however heavy the burden, Jesus Christ is praying for you. Yes, you can endure the storm if you remember that in the midst of it, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is praying for you. The third anchor is this: you can endure the storm if you remember that Jesus will come to you wherever you are, whatever the problems, the difficulties, the trials, the burdens, the persecutions, the reverses of your life. Jesus Christ will come to you. In verse 25, Jesus walked to them on the water. Sometimes he waits until the darkest hour before he comes. Such was the case back in Exodus chapter 14. The wind blew all night. The children were afraid. But all the time, God was blowing back that water so that the next morning he could come and deliver them across the Red Sea. On the day of the crucifixion, the apostles saw their dreams nailed to a cross. But on the morning of the third day, Jesus Christ came to them on the road to Emmaus. The Apostle Paul was in the city of Corinth, where much persecution broke out, and his life was in jeopardy. But God came to him at night and said, "Fear not, Paul." And Paul stayed there 18 months, teaching and preaching the gospel. You and I have the same assurance today. In the time of storm, Jesus Christ, in the person of the Holy Spirit, will come to you. He's coming to you right now by means of this message. This is a message of encouragement for you, dear brother. You're just about to sink. The storms are almost too much. But Jesus Christ, in the words of this message, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, is coming to you even now. The third anchor, or the fourth anchor, is this. You can endure the storm if you remember that Jesus is helping you to grow in your faith. Every storm makes you stronger. Every persecution, every problem, every difficulty, every crisis, every reverse in your life makes you stronger, gives you something to go on. You're growing up. You're getting bolder. You're getting stronger in the Lord. When the trials and burdens come to your life, look at them this way. God is strengthening you through those troubles. In the darkest night, in the most difficult moment of your life, God is using that as a growing up process for you to become spiritually mature. Because there are some deeper waters out there, my friend. There's some high waves. There's some strong winds. There's some difficulties and some valleys that you must go through. And God is growing you up in the process of the storm. Then, my friend, the fifth anchor is this. You can endure the storm if you remember that Jesus Christ will see you through it all. God is still on His throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through. For God is still on His throne. Write it down, my friend. Underline it. Capitalize it. Accentuate it. God is still on His throne. God will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on His throne. In my text, I discover that when Jesus and Peter reached the boat, immediately the boat came to the other side. John chapter 6 and verse 21 tells us that immediately the boat was on the other side. Now, think about this. The Sea of Galilee at this point was about 6 miles wide. They were out in the middle of it, my text says. In other words, they had made 3 miles during a period of 9 hours of rowing. Think about it. 9 hours, 3 miles. Now, when Jesus Christ came to them and got on board the ship, the Bible says immediately they went to the other side. Immediately they went 3 miles. Now, think about this. Without Jesus Christ, they went 3 miles in 9 hours. With Jesus Christ, they went 3 miles in 9 seconds. Oh, my friend, what a difference it will make in your life. If you'll take Jesus Christ, the captain of your salvation, aboard the boat of your life, turn the steering over to Him. Let Him direct your ship through the stormy waters of life. He'll take you immediately to the other side. Here's something interesting. After the storm was over, they fell down and worshiped Jesus Christ. Do you know what storms do in your life? Listen to this. Storms will bring you closer to Jesus Christ. Storms will bring you closer to your fellow Christian. Storms will enable you to know more about Jesus Christ. Storms will enable you to know more about your fellow Christians. Can't you imagine that one of the disciples probably said to another, "I didn't know Peter could walk on water, did you?" You see, storms give us an opportunity to see each other in a different light. We get a different perspective of one another's life. And we are brought closer to Jesus Christ through the difficult and trying moments of our lives. Yes, my friend, there is an anchor. Yes, my friend, you can endure the storm. I don't know what your storm is today, but I know there's an anchor in Jesus Christ. I don't know what your problems are, but I know there's some solutions. I don't know what your questions are, but I'm sure there's some answers. What you need to do today, my friend, is this. Turn the reins of your life over to Jesus Christ. Let Him have His way. Give Him a chance right now. Invite Him aboard the ship of your life, and you can endure the storms. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. You can endure the storm when you remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Anchor your faith in Him, and you'll come out on the other side. I trust that you've enjoyed the broadcast today. And I trust that you'll come and visit with us on this last Sunday of 1976. Remember, Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Our morning worship begins at 11. And our evening worship service begins at 7. This is Pastor Barber saying to you, until next Lord's Day, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.